Thank you. I'm pleased to have the opportunity today to tell you about the Eat Well, Play Hard with Daycare Homes pilot program and our successes in helping daycare home providers improve their policies to promote healthy environments. The program was developed and implemented by the New York State Department of Health, and Altarum served as the independent evaluator. The Eat Well, Play Hard model and curriculum were the result of an external work group that was tasked with developing an obesity prevention intervention that addressed the unique characteristics of daycare homes. These included the fact that two daycare homes are identical, children of varying ages are often present, and many providers work either by themselves or with one additional assistant. The program design aimed to foster environmental change in daycare homes by focusing on the child care provider as the change agent. The New York State Department of Health led the process for developing the program model and curriculum. They were awarded a 2010 USDA Child Care Wellness Grant to pilot the program. And today I'm going to talk about the program intervention and results related to policy change to promote healthy environments in daycare home settings. The main goals of the program related to specifically to policy change were to encourage daycare home providers to create or improve policies related to nutrition and physical activity in their daycare homes, and to assist providers through group training, one-on-one mentoring, and social support. The program was implemented in four locations in New York State: the Bronx, Long Island, Syracuse, and Albany. In each location, New York State contracted with a child and adult care food program sponsoring organization to carry out the program with their participating providers. Pilot participation was voluntary. Incentives were provided that included continuing education units and free materials and tools related to nutrition and physical activities. Eat Well, Play Hard was a 12-month program and was administered by registered dietitians, RDs. They acted as group trainers, home visitors, and technical assistance providers. One RD in each of the four locations across the state implemented the program. The intensive phase was during the first 12 weeks, over which the RDs led a series of 5 group workshops and 5 in-home lessons. After the first 12 weeks, RDs provided follow-up TA and mentoring to providers via email and phone. In order not to overwhelm the RDs with too many home visits at one time, the overall program was implemented in 6 cycles, with 8 providers participating in each cycle at each location. The policy intervention consisted of 3 main activities. During the group workshops, the RDs presented the rationale for creating or improving policies, along with sample policy statements. During the same workshop, providers had the opportunity to discuss their policies and what worked or didn't work for them. And during the in-home lessons, the RDs encouraged providers to develop and enforce policies to support healthy daycare home environments. These are some of the sample policy statements that were discussed during the group workshops and that some providers incorporated into their policies. Meals and snacks are served family style. Children serve themselves all foods they are able. Food is not used as a reward or punishment. Foods from outside the daycare home are not allowed. Children have at least 1 hour of active play per full day in care, and no more than 30 minutes of screen time is allowed per week. Altarum Institute conducted the evaluation of policy outcomes for the program. We measured policy strength and comprehensiveness before, during, and 1 year after program participation. The RDs collected the policies for us from the providers during their home visits at each time point. To rate the policies, we used the Wellness Child Care Assessment Tool, or WellCAT, developed by the University of Connecticut's Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity. The WellCAT is a validated tool for assessing health-related policies in child care center programs serving children ages 3 to 5. The WellCAT consists of 64 policy items in 5 categories: nutrition education for children, parents, and child care staff, nutrition standards for foods and beverages served in the program, the amount of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products served, promoting general wellness in the preschool environment, is having optimal scheduling of meals and snacks, a pleasant eating environment, hand washing, physical activity, the frequency and duration of physical activity, the provision of adult-led structured physical activity, dressing children for active play, communication and evaluation of policies, providing specific contact information for parents, regularly evaluating and revising policies. And in addition, there was a 5-item draft tool related to the infant feeding environment developed by WellCat researchers that we also incorporated into the assessment. We had 97 daycare home providers submit policies, and we rated before, during, and after program participation. The scores for individual items were combined to produce overall scores in each of the 6 WellCat categories. Combined scores we calculated for comprehensiveness with a possible score of 0 to 100. The comprehensiveness score reflected the number of WellCat items in each category that were mentioned in the provider policies. We also calculated strength scores, also with a potential score of 0 to 100, that reflected the number of WellCat items for which the provider's policy met specific criteria and was directive instead of suggestive. Analysis of variance tests were conducted to determine significant differences in the comprehensiveness and strength of policies over time or by cycle. So for our results, for nutrition education, during and after program participation, there was significant improvement in the comprehensiveness of policies. The most frequent change reported was incorporating nutrition education for children into the daycare home program as part of a regular activity. The EWOL Play Hard curriculum included several strategies for teaching nutrition concepts to children, and many providers incorporated these into their program. The comprehensiveness and strength of nutrition standards also improved significantly after program participation. More policies incorporated standards and limits for foods and beverages served or brought into the daycare home. One of the most common policy additions was that parents were not allowed to send junk food or sugar-sweetened beverages with their children to the daycare home. In promoting wellness, we did not find significant improvement in policy comprehensiveness. That is, providers did not tend to add more policies related to general wellness. However, we found a significant improvement in the strength of wellness policies. A common improvement was adding a statement that food was not to be used as a reward or punishment in the daycare home, and also specific for policies regarding the timing of hand washing before meals was another common improvement. Finally, we had significant improvement in the comprehensiveness and strength of provider policies related to physical activity after program participation. Provider policy scores were highest in this category. This also included limits on screen time. The most common improvements were increasing the amount of active play and outdoor time and decreasing the amount of screen time in the daily schedule. We did not find significant improvements associated with participation in categories of communication and evaluation or the infant feeding environment. Providers tended not to have a plan for communicating or evaluating their policies. They also tended to focus more on improving nutrition and physical activity for toddlers and preschoolers instead of focusing on infant feeding. So in conclusion, the Eat Well, Play Hard with Daycare Homes participation was associated with significant improvement in provider policies. We found statistically significant changes in comprehensiveness and strength in nutrition education, nutrition standards, promoting wellness, and physical activity. And we found that with training and follow-up assistance, busy daycare home providers can make changes to their policies to support healthy environments. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes, we also have outcomes related to the actual food served and the changes that the daycare home providers were making, the more outcomes that way, which we assess through observations in the home, RD observations, as well as CICFP monitor observations, and then also a provider self-assessment survey. But we did a presentation on the outcomes for another conference, and we have an article pending on that, so we didn't talk about that today.
Why did you choose, or how did you decide to choose the registered dietitians as the people doing the intervention rather than other health professionals?
Okay, the question is why did we choose to have the RDs implement the program as opposed to other health professionals? That was New York State when they wanted to develop the program. It is also a revision or adaptation of Eat Well Play Hard with Child Care Centers. They really wanted a professional that was trained in nutrition and very enthusiastic about nutrition, and someone who could really mentor the daycare home providers. And they found that relationship. We also have did another presentation on our focus groups with providers and what helped them really make changes. And we found that their one-on-one relationship with the RD, who was really an expert, and helped them troubleshoot issues such as when they did family-style meals and some of the providers were freaking out. They're making a big mess, and the kids that have colds are rubbing their face and touching the bowls, and we can't do this. And the one-on-one mentoring with the RD and their high level of expertise and training and enthusiasm for improving the nutrition really played a significant role in the program. But we are, that's a good question, because when we do our presentations and talk, we do get questions from people saying, well, it sounds kind of expensive to implement with the RDs, and have you tried implementing it with other health trainers or trainers at the sponsoring organizations? And that is something that we are probably going to try, and we're also investigating some type of online adaptations for some components of the program.
I need the question.
Oh, and the question is, are the RDs also trained child care health consultants? I'm not sure the answer to that question.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.